Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The record at Anfield has always been pretty incredible, apart from that brief spell during the behind closed door season. Just it feels extra phenomenal at the moment. What is it about playing at Anfield at the moment that just drives on the team so much?
Oh, well, we always enjoyed it in our bed spells as well. it's our home. Must be a difficult place to come. Said the boys today, for example. I think every player, if you're not playing at Liverpool and you're playing in a different country and then you see the group and you get the draw and stuff like this, and playing at Anfield is a dream. But actually, it must be a dream. It must be a nightmare. And that's what we try to do. But it didn't work out all the time. But when our people are at it, it makes a massive difference. That's how it is. And it was always a situation where we had to give on the pitch and then the crowd was there, or it was the other way, but we were always together, really good. It happened really, the atmosphere was not great and we still played a super game or the other way around. So, no, it's cool, but I think my best skill is not feeling at all winning streaks. I just don't feel it. And when it tells me, lose and say, what? I have no clue. Because the next game is so important, so different, so difficult, all these kind of things. And that's why I don't think they help really. Maybe for the other teams think, oh, it's a difficult place to go. But for us, each game stays difficult because of the quality of the opponent.
And on Fulham on Sunday, how have you made of them since obviously losing Aleksandar Mitrovic? Massive blow to lose someone who scores so many goals. Just wondered what you've made of them so far this season.
Good team to analyze. We didn't do yet, but I saw the last game, and what I saw was very creative set pieces, like really creative, a lot of short ones, and we have to make sure that we use the few moments we have to prepare there properly. Besides that, I just think that David is a top manager. He's doing a brilliant job, and yes, it's in a strong, strong league. I think I wouldn't say that Nasty were overachieving, but they did just particularly well. And now it's still like that. That's a really good football team. It's a really good football team. How they set it up with, I don't know, Jimenez now up front, or will play or Vinicius. And then you have one of the greatest, the little curly one, greatest players the Premier League ever saw, still going and going and going. Then you have, Pereira. It's just a good football team, well set up, and that makes it special. And in this little stadium there, it's they can create a proper atmosphere as well. We had our struggles there, but here again, it's at home, and we have to make sure that it will be extremely difficult for them first and foremost.
Jürgen, can I ask you about Quirin Kelleher again? Just taking Alisson out of the equation for a second, but in terms of Quirin and his skill and how you've seen him develop, because he's still a young keeper, but do you believe that he is ready, he's capable of being a number one at a club like Liverpool?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. We see him every day in training. He's exceptional talent. Maybe we don't mention that name often enough, but it's a John Achterberg thing. From day one when I'm in, he told me this will be our homegrown
boy who will make it. Since then, obviously every step, he's now a man. He was a boy, now he's a man. And yeah, but top goalie, no doubt.
It feels like Alisson's not going anywhere soon, obviously. So how's this next challenge now he's at this stage, Quiveen, to keep him focused, committed and encouraged by his future here?
He's in general a focusing person. You will not see him in a bar tonight celebrating the goal, the clean sheet. So that's not a problem. So Kvivi is prepared for that. He wants that now. We had discussions in the summer, obviously, about it. But as long as we don't have a solution, we cannot loan players. If he's homegrown and all these kind of things. So we have to make sure, first and foremost, first responsibility is to do the best for Liverpool. And we have to see how we can sort it. But now, obviously, for him, it's a situation he didn't want to have. But obviously, somehow, yes, because we want opportunities. We want to play. Now he will get a few games, definitely. And I trust him.
And given your recent team selections, I suppose most people would expect Darwin Nunez to come back in as your central striker at the weekend. But with Cody Gakpo's performance and goals tonight, does that give you a bit more of a difficult decision to make?
No, it's not about that. The boys don't have to convince me in the games. We don't rotate. This is my squad. This is my team. And they play. If somebody's not extremely awful in shape and you think, my God, what's going on with him? And that didn't happen for a long, long time. Then we just decide for the game and these kind of things. We have this is the most intense period in world football coming up now. That's how it is. For all the teams, by the way, but so they all will play, and they all will play, and we have already Diogo not in, so that's not helpful. So yes, we have to share these kind of minutes with different players, and they have to perform, not always 90, sometimes yes, not always 90, but 60, 70, and then full throttle. So that's how it is, and Darwin is a top moment, and it didn't change. Super important for us, and that he didn't start tonight has nothing to do with anything else. And now Cody scored twice, fantastic. Does that mean he has to play the next five games in a row? Other players score as well. It's not about that. And Cody doesn't expect now because of that. They have to score. That's the job. That's what they want. But it's not that I have now sleepless nights and don't know how to start. So it's not that much a choice, to be honest.
Final question, Lewis.
We have to wait for the microphone. Yeah, it's not for me.
Can I just ask on Thiago? I don't think we mentioned him for about a month. How's he getting on in his recovery?
Nothing changed. We said that needs time, and we will give him that time. That easy as that. See him every day. Still a fantastic guy who works hard to get back. That's all.
And I think Fulham's the start of 8 games in about 23 days or something. I think the Fulham match is the start of about 8 games in 23, 24 days. You just sort of mentioned there about rotating the team. How important is it to have such a strong squad?
I'm not sure we can rotate all the time. I don't know. We will see that. It depends to who's available. So tonight we could do it. That's why we did it. So because when you lose it to lose, for example, then people tell you too much changes, whatever, these kind of things, no rhythm. I think it myself, if I saw the game and thought, was that the right decision? So just the problem is it's already done. So, but we have to do it, and as long as we can. But I don't know if we can do it. You saw Newcastle playing in the Champions League, two goalies and three kids, I think, on the bench and a centre half, Drummond. So, and that before that, see, that's really tough. You have to make sure you have as many available, as much as you can have influence on. We don't have really. We watch it, take what we get, and go from there. So, how is that? The toughest period in world football is coming up, and it's a good start tonight. And now, let's keep going.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. See ya.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.